hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and Witness to History, now available on Kindle at Amazon, and Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes Too, and Heroes of the Reich. Now remember that you do not need to own a Kindle device. All you need to do is download the Kindle software onto your computer, and then you can purchase any Kindle book at Amazon and read it on your computer or your iPad. So anyway, I was mentioning that the Germans did not allow the Jews to own any manufacturing companies to manufacture guns or munitions, but they could own or bear personal firearms. And I was thinking, as I was looking at the television just this past week, and I saw long lines of people. I mean, it's four deep of lines trying to in San Francisco trying to get into a gun show. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh! And then when you look at who owns the companies of some of the gun manufacturers in this country, they are owned by Jewish interests, and they are making a killing. No pun intended. They're really making a killing on all this talk about gun confiscation, and so and they are also. Some of the groups that are calling for gun control are also Jews. So they are on both sides of the fence. They are the ones that own a lot of the gun companies, and they are some of the legislators and some of the groups that that are also calling for gun legislation.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the same right throughout ordinary life, non-political life, and very often the factories are owned by the Jews, and then they're running the trade unions as well, so, or their lackeys are, their puppets are. So, you know, they're playing both sides of the coin, but isn't that what Adolf Hitler said? You know, the two sides of the same coin, communism and capitalism, they're both run by the Jews.
Right. That's certainly true, but and I hate to give my money to them, getting back to the gun legislation in Germany. Let's see, what are some of the things? I think that they probably did not have to fill out some of the lengthy paperwork that we have to fill out here in this country. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's not only that. It's when you stop and think about it, if there had been any gun crime in Germany, if there had been any attempts at the Third Reich leaders, not just Adolf Hitler, you can bet your life that every time you switched the History Channel on, or any of them, you would have heard about it. Now, isn't it interesting that the Third Reich was in existence for 12 years, from 1933 to 1945, and even though I have spent the last 40 or 50 years studying the subject, I can't remember a single incident of the illegal use of firearms in that whole period of time. Now, doesn't that make people think?
Indeed.
Yeah, there's now this business is going on in the United States. I've said for quite some time, you know, that it's not guns that kill people, it's people who kill people. There's got to be a reason for it. In the countries like Switzerland, every household has a gun in it. There's no gun
crime. Right. All right, we are going to break. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443 when we return from the break.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. We've got some callers lining up. Did you want to say anything about guns or anything else?
You talking to me, Deanna, or...
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I agree with you entirely that there is absolutely no reason why everybody shouldn't be armed. They should be trained, and of course they should be registered, but there should be no more restrictions on guns in any country in the world than there is on a car, because a car can be just as deadly. So why are we allowed to use cars, and we can ram them into a crowd if we're so minded to? But we're not allowed to shoot a gun. It doesn't make sense.
Indeed. In fact, on one of the death stats that I have, let me just look at this. I have one link, gun control in Australia. Okay, here it is. In 2011, there were 323 deaths by an assault rifle. There were 496 deaths by a hammer. There were 650 deaths by a butcher knife. There were 12,000 deaths by drunk drivers. And there were 195,000 deaths by medical malpractice. So, given these figures, you are 600 times more likely to die by using your Obamacare than by a semi-automatic rifle. So I thought that was very interesting statistics, and I definitely agree with them. Should we take a call? All righty, let's take James in California. James, welcome to the program.
Well, Deanna, thank you so much. And I just think that, and I'd like to have your guest's opinion, that this whole thing about guns and gun control, gun laws, is just more mind control. and that the real issue is the violence that comes down from the top in the form of drones that just dropped in willy-nilly on entire families, blowing children and parents to bits all over the world?
Yeah, you got a situation. It's very similar to Stalin clamping down on typewriters. Anything that shows any, in any way at all, any resistance to the powers that be, especially when it's becoming an authoritative regime, as I think the United States is heading, they're going to take away your typewriters, they're going to take away your internet access, they're going to take away everything so that they can properly control you.
Yeah, it all fits in with the case of that young man who killed himself last week. It's all the same story. It starts at the top, and we don't want to say that. Americans don't want to say that. We don't want to offend Obama or whatever. We're such liberals, you know. Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, the United States is probably going to wake up, so is Europe. And I think it was George Orwell said about the English, and the same applies to the United, to the people of America, is that the English don't see the writing on the wall until their backs are up against it.
Well put.
Well, thank you so much, James. So it's really about control, right? They want to control how much soda is in a cup. They want to control the size of the cup. They want to control food. They want to control everything. And it's just incrementally a little bit at a time, correct?
Why not control the commander-in-chief? Why not start with him?
Start with who?
Start with the commander-in-chief.
Yes, let's control those golf games and those vacations. You know, 17 vacations in 1 year is a little much, don't you think?
I don't care about the vacations. I care about torture. I care about drones.
Oh, yes. I have not read up on drones, but they use them in other countries, and what's to keep them from using those kinds of things here in this country?
Nothing.
Could it make you think that in the United States today, and it's not going to get any better unless you people do anything about it, in the United States today, you are under much more surveillance than, say, a Belgian ordinary people would have been in German-occupied Belgium?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank we you. Do have a lot of cameras, and we do have, I think that we are probably under surveillance from things that we are not even aware of. For instance, if you have a Facebook page, if you have any kind of social networking, which I don't participate in social networking, but when you think about those kinds of environments, who's to say that everything that you put on your Facebook isn't surveilled by someone?
It is. Sure. This whole Google thing has gotten way out of hand.
And that's run by CIA, and in Britain they reckon that if you're just going about your business, you're an ordinary housewife or you're an ordinary guy going about his business, and you are filmed 40 times a day, 40 times a day you are filmed.
So how do we get most Americans then to even tune into this subject that you're talking about? What's the key to getting the masses behind it? I'm thinking about, you know, the whole mind control in America thing right now.
Oh, yes.
I think it's radio stations like this one. You know, this is one of the great advantages that the United States has, but I really do think that you should get behind RBN and all of these people who are doing something. And remember that you're all members of the orchestra. Just listen to what the conductor's saying, and things will go right for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will do that.
Thank you, James. I know that you're very interested in mind control, and it certainly does exist here in this country and has for a very, very long time.
I remember Pearl Harbor. Nobody was asking why we were blockading the Japanese in the Pacific Ocean. Nobody brought that up. You notice?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thank you both.
Thanks, James. All righty, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Somebody, Joe, asked me about Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And this is a website. It's jpfo.org. And this is specifically the one that I was kind of referring to. They do have some very good things here on this website. And interestingly, though, They do promote the Holocaust myth. As I say, they think that the Bill of Rights are, you know, that's something that we should definitely support, particularly the Second Amendment. But along with all the good stuff that they put, they promote the Holocaust myth. And I think that the people who run this site, now I can't be certain, but I think that they also have an interest in the, in some of the companies that develop and promote and, sell firearms.
Yeah, you got to remember that the Jews are, you know, they're a special interest group, and if you look at it through their perspective, you can't blame them. It's the same as if you were going into a city, Chicago or anywhere else, and you wanted to bring in a system of protectionism against businesses, you'd first of all present a threat, and then you can go around the shops and the business owners, say that it's a threat, and we're going to protect you from it. And the Jews are doing exactly the same thing. Unless they make the Jewish population in any country, the United States especially, unless they make them in fear of another Holocaust, then they're not going to get the shekels coming in, are they? So they've got to put the fear of God up them, and, that will get the money flowing.
Right. And they've always owned all of the big companies. I'm talking about the companies that sell to the governments, the big weapons to the governments, the planes and all of that kind of thing. But if they just own the gun shops, or if they own just pistol manufacturers, then they do.
Anna, it's not just the ownership. I think if you look right throughout the American arms industry and check out and shake out the shareholders in these arms manufacturers, you'll be very, very surprised how many of them have got links to Israel and are supported and backed by Israeli or those who have got dual national citizenship, and, of course, the shareholders themselves. You know, they're really backing the entire arms industry, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I'm just looking at that right now. Mm-hmm. And you brought up Israel. It's just fine for them, for the people there, to own a gun.
Yeah, of course it is, and it is in countries like Sweden. I was surprised at this. Sweden has got a population, the entire country of Sweden has got a population half the size of New York, and yet they're the eighth biggest arms supplier in the world. And they don't get involved in any conflicts, you know, but an awful lot of the conflicts that are going around the world, they're actually made in peace-loving Sweden. And again, you know, you got to look at the shareholders and the owners of these arms-producing factories.
Hmm.
This was one of the reasons why there was so much joy in 1939, in September, September the 3rd, when it was revealed that war was going to take place between Britain and Germany. There were an awful lot of members of Parliament who had shares in the arms-producing factories, and overnight, just at the announcement of war, they were super rich. The shares that they had in the arms-producing factories just spiked. And, of course, all the young men went off to war to give their lives, while all the old men, especially the politicians, were going to the bank with great sacks of money. There's an awful lot of people in Britain today who are extremely rich, and they got that way out of the war.
And you can say the same thing about the U.S. Congress. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be right back. We invite your calls at 800-313-9443.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and several other books that are available at Amazon on Kindle. We were talking about Parliament, and I brought up Congress, and I'm kind of wondering, it would be interesting to look and see what the recent investments have been regarding whether or not they've been investing their money into small arms companies so that they could make a lot of money. Because if people are lining up at gun shows and lining up at gun counters throughout the nation, what a wonderful way to make a little bit of money.
That's right. And later on, they will confiscate them all and, you know, probably make money out of melting the guns down. So never allow them to take the guns off you, the United States. They're very, very important. And, have them ready to use. And I love the American slogan, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yes. I have one link on today's website about Wounded Knee. And this is an incident that happened. It happened some time back. I've actually been to Wounded Knee, to the exact place that this occurred. And it's December 29th, 2012, was the 122nd anniversary. And this was the murder of 297 Sioux Indians at Wounded Knee Creek on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Now, This was, there were 200 women and children. And they decided that they would go ahead and turn, and there were 40 members of the 7th Cavalry that were killed, and mainly by friendly fire. But the 7th Cavalry said, you know, just turn, lay down your weapons. We're not going to hurt you. It's going to be fine. And that is what they did. And the 7th Cavalry then turned their guns on these people and shot them. And I must say that the place where they buried these people, you could just feel, you could feel that there was something special about that place, that it, you could just feel. I think it must be like visiting a battlefield from the Civil War, that you could just feel something that that happened there that was sorrowful and very awful.
That's right. It happened in the Philippines. It happened in My Lai. It happened constantly throughout the World War II in entire villages in the Sudetenland, which was traditional German territory. Hundreds and hundreds of villages. Have you checked the maps before 1945? You'll see many, many villages and hamlets and small towns there. And if you pick up a map today, they're all gone. They're just green fields. What happened to them all? Now, this happens, I'm afraid. And, you know, I don't think that the American people or the European people should be very naive at all as to the extremes that their government will go to. Remember that it was the Stalin government that wiped out 7 million Ukrainians, you know, because as Stalin said, one death is a tragedy and a million is a statistic. And all governments think that way.
That's true. Do all governments really think that way? I mean, when you consider, okay, the governments that are predatory, and I think there's a difference. I did never think that that Vietnam had a predatory government, or that even the Koreans during the Korean War. I think that the predators set up the war environments. And then they, and to justify going in and seizing resources, such as they did in Vietnam, they always have to have an enemy. And yet, you know, people who accept that fact with regard to Vietnam and some of the South American countries, they say, oh yes, that was terrible, what the American military has done there. And yet when they talk about Germany, they never see it in the same way. They never figure that America was predatory against Germany. Germany always gets the blame, no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think there is any such thing as an ideological war. It's dressed up, all wars are dressed up as ideological wars, simply because that's the way we're wired, isn't it? We will go and we'll die and we'll fight, you know, to defend our country. But in actual fact, you know, Britain was never on the threat from Germany, neither was the United States. But as I said before, people are not going to die for capitalism or communism. They've got to be convinced that they're under threat, and if they're convinced that they're under threat, then they will take up arms against illusions, and this is exactly what happens.
Right, and you say that whole towns were wiped out, and certainly we know that's true, because the British and the Americans went in, and they bombed every country, or every single town or city that had over 50,000. Then they went after the smaller places. All righty, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we'll take Andrew from Rhode Island. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. Let's go ahead and take Andrew in Rhode Island.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Michael, Deanna. Thanks for your show.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about gun control, and you have a lot of topics, a lot of information, as usual, in the show. You look at Senator Lautenberg, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, all major contributors to all this gun legislation. You know, and you mentioned the hypocrisy about Israel. You know, every citizen there can carry a firearm, and they're all trained in the military. You know, why this hypocrisy with these, you know, a lot of these Israeli senators and congressmen? It's just amazing.
Couldn't agree more. The media is full of hypocrisy. I think we've only got to pick up the newspaper and switch on the television, and you're going to see double standards. And this is right away across the board. And it's very, very important that we've got radio stations like this that are bringing a little bit of enlightenment and inspiring people to start looking elsewhere other than the main media for their information. And I think it's working. I think that the mainstream media, I think that they're on the back foot now, and they don't hold anything like the power that they used to have in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and 60s.
All righty.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew, did you have any other comments?
I just had one other comment in general, and one of my relatives used to say, he said, even if Gandhi was Chancellor of Germany, Churchill would have went to war with Germany. I never really understood, you know, what that meant, but it seems like war was totally necessary to advance the New World Order, right? The IRS had teeth after World War II. You had the Bretton Woods Agreement. You had the military-industrial complex was birthed in, 36 before World War II. The United Nations, the formation of Israel. I mean, my question is, was Hitler a knowing shill or a pawn that was played for by these other entities like Churchill?
I don't think so. I don't think that there would have been the utter destruction. And if you read all the history, all of the documentation, because Germany was a target long before Hitler came to power. So I don't think that that Hitler was installed. We also hear that the bankers allegedly funded him, and that's just not true.
I think, as Andrew's just said, I think it was an American ambassador who said, it doesn't matter whether it's a Jesuit priest who is running Germany, it's got to be overthrown because it was a war of plunder.
Yep. Okay, my last question, was it the Royal Air Force that bombed Germany? Didn't they bomb Berlin first before Hitler retaliated against London?
Absolutely. For six months, Andrew, Germany and civilian targets, too, were bombed nightly by the RAF. And it was 6 months before Germany stopped turning the other cheek and retaliated. This was always the case. They only invaded France, I think it was 7 or 8 months after France had become belligerent towards Germany. Germany, and I think it was A.J.P. Taylor who agreed that Germany fought a defensive war. It was not an offensive war. Right the way through, it was a defensive war.
Right. And that you can also say that about Poland, because Germany put up with Polish atrocities against German citizens for 20 years.
Yeah,
at least 20 years before Germany finally retaliated.
Yeah, I always wondered, why couldn't we have taken out Stalin instead of Germany? I would have been a safer world to live in, but maybe that was their motive, was to have that Cold War set up anyway, in the first place.
Right.
Well, I appreciate all your work. Mike, I'm going to read your book again. I just got your book, and I just finished, I think it was Hellstorm, but you had, last week or the week before, you had the gentleman who wrote that book on. I couldn't believe the Allied atrocities in Germany. I've never read such horrible things. It was really a haunting read, but a hard read to put down as well. You know, it really, it's amazing how we've seen only one side in our history books. You know, and now Schindler's List is taught in school. They watch the movie as if it's a history book. So,
isn't that amazing?
I wonder if Steven Spielberg will make a movie of Hellstorm. I don't think so. But
I don't think so.
Yeah. But, you know, thanks for all your work, and I appreciate everything you do, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. All right, let's take Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've had something on my mind for some time. My mom's boyfriend of 22 years, he's been dead now since 1995, but he explained to me something that I can't go back and clarify to him, and it was really horrible. He was a German living in Yugoslavia after World War II, and he told me how his family barely got out of there. They were living in a concentration camp and only had corn to eat, so he would never eat corn. And then he would, he said that a cart would go through the camp every day to pick up the dead. And when his grandma died one day, his grandma had to be thrown on the cart. And he wouldn't talk about it because his mom and dad didn't want him to talk about these stories, but he told me about that much. So I've just never understood what was going on there in Yugoslavia, and I was wondering if you could shed some light on that.
Well, it's absolutely right, Charlene, but you talked about Tito's Yugoslavia, and I noticed that when he died, it was Margaret Thatcher who was one of the first to go over there and honor this horrible communist man. But what this gentleman was saying about Yugoslavia and the conditions there after the war, they could equally apply to anywhere in Europe, because you really did become an endangered species if you were a German. And in the Sudetenland, which, let's face it, we used to call it Bohemia, there were 300,000 people who died in the most horrible circumstances, very, very similar to the account that you've just given, Charlene.
Really?
No kidding.
It's just really sad.
You know, there were, it is estimated that after the war had ended, 15 million Germans, that's 1.5 million, lost their lives through being vacuumed up into the Soviet Union. 5 million were just taken as reparations. They were, for the large part, just disappeared off the face of the earth. But 15 million people just died, German people died, after the war had ended.
Yeah.
You won't read that in your mainstream media. No, they're very, very aggressive, the West. They're very, very aggressive. I came across an interesting revelation this week, because I think, give or take one or two, there are 217 countries, 217 countries in the world, and Britain, that tiny little country there, has been militarily involved in all but 22 of them. Can you imagine?
Wow.
So this was just like a concentration camp they were put in just because they were German, though, right?
Yep. Remember that you had concentration camps in the United States, too, in which only Germans were in, or Italians were in. It was the same in Britain. But absolutely, all of the Germans in the occupied countries, Hungary, Bulgaria, they were all rounded up, and they were treated very, very badly, and a very, very high proportion of them died. And it's all in my book, Witness to History. Don't read it before you go to bed, Charlene, because you will not sleep, believe me.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, it's so upsetting, the accounts of how these Germans, and we're not talking about German troops, you shouldn't really commit a crime against anybody, whether he's in a uniform or not. But we're talking about women and children. We're talking about babies in arms. We're talking about mums and dads, old people, just being rounded up and beaten to death. I remember one video, I couldn't bear to watch it. I'm sorry that I didn't in the first place, but it was in Yugoslavia where they just rounded up all of the Germans. They made them all lie down, face down on the road in a long, long line, about 200 meters long. And then they just drove army trucks right across them until they were all dead and squashed. That's the way they disposed of the Germans. They did it in mass grave level.
It's just horrible. I know my mom's boyfriend John and his brother were really little when all this happened and how they lived.
It was a terrible period, Charlene, and we can only hope that it's never, ever going to be repeated, and our generation, it's important that our generation makes sure that it isn't.
Indeed. Yes. Well, thank you, Charlene, for your phone call.
And thank you for explaining this to me. I sure appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome to the program. Lark, are you there?
I am, but I heard some weird noise. I had to wait until it subsided. How are you?
Oh, okay.
I'm glad to hear you speaking with Michael today. I know that he was describing me when he talked about the people that didn't even know how to make a fire.
You're one of those, huh? Can you cook a burger?
I can cook a burger.
Okay, you're there.
I'm halfway home, right? Or back home. Well, listen, what I wanted to bring to the attention of your listeners today, Michael and Deanna, are two terms, and I'll be brief. The two terms are syndicalism and synarchism. For information regarding syndicalism, spelled S-Y-N-D, I-C-A-L-I-S-M.
Okay.
We can begin with a character in history by the name of, he was an occultist named Saint Yves, spelled S-T period, Yves, Y-V as in Victor, E-S.
Okay.
Now, he was an important occultic thinker regarding this thing that we call syndicalism. Syndicalism was adapted by American and European progressives, especially in those years beginning in the 20th century. But syndicalism is was a methodology that was dreamt up by people like St. Eve's, what we can call utopian visionaries, to enslave or otherwise ensnare people into a system of panopticism. Panopticon was what was dreamt up by Jeremy Bentham, which was a vision for a model prison. Now, what they did with the syndicalists is that they were basically people who were united around feathering their own nest in a free enterprise system. Examples of syndicalists are members of the bar. They're also members of the American Medical Association, for instance. But they also include, more famously in America, people like the Wobblies, who were trade unionists.
Okay.
And so in order to realize this vision for a police state that Plato imagined when he wrote The Republic, or what has also been termed politeia, which is where we get this term, this word police, this police state or surveillance state we live in, brought about because of modern technology. The people like St. Eve's were in fact working for the interests of the crown. This is where they were, this is who paid them. And the synarchists were the people that imagined a society that was ruled by theocrats. In other words, living in a theocracy. And this is, in fact, what we have today when we see such things as ecumenicism, as well as syncretism. We can look to the World Councils of Churches, the very fact that the Vatican today is openly in deference to the Jews. They are openly communitarian. And so what has happened, in brief, is that we bring together these other isms to see how people like H.G. Wells, a Fabian socialist, also working for the crown, imagined the future, especially after World War II. Because, as we know, H.G. Wells wrote a book called The New World Order in 1939. He was describing world socialism, but this socialism was to be cast in one of two ways. The socialism would be Christian, united by the Golden Rule, or they would be Jewish, united by what is termed science. And things like the Golden Rule had to go by the wayside if the world socialists were going to imagine their vision as exemplified by the period of the Enlightenment.
Okay, Lark, can you bring this together and relate it to World War II? Is that what World War II was all about?
I think so. It was also about human genocide and destroying Germany so that the world socialist state in a Jewish mold would come into being.
All righty. I appreciate your phone call. We do have to move on. We do have some other callers that we need to get to, but appreciate that explanation. Thank you very much. All right. Let's quickly take Clint in Utah. Clint, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
It is our very own Clint.
It is.
Not just any Clint, but our very own Clint.
Only. Listen, I hear a lot of talk about guns, as the gentleman stated. Don't let them take our guns, and yet I think our enemy is this concept that we have to be nonviolent. We have this stigmatism in this country. We have millions, and we own millions and millions, if not billions, of guns between all of us, and yet there is this nonviolent resistance thing going on, and that is what is promoted in all of these radio stations everywhere in the news, between the mainstream and the non-mainstream. It doesn't matter. There is this sort of fallacy that we can change things through non-violence. And so they come to our homes, they take them and they give them to banks, and then we're told we must leave peacefully and be without shelter, while millions of homes sit empty and unoccupied, owned by banks. They come take our children as state property, put them in homes, rape them, you know, all of these things we're supposed to be nonviolent about. Parents are supposed to obey this ridiculous notion that the courts own their children. The police come beat us down and electrocute us with their tasers, and we're supposed to not resist this type of treatment. This is where I get confused, and that's why I wanted to ask your guest here. You know, it's one thing to have guns. You know, it's great to have the threat, kind of like nuclear weapons.
Clint, stay over the break. We do need to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And Clint, you were talking about guns and the fact that if we have them, that we probably ought to use them for what they were made for.
Founding fathers, or so-called founding fathers, say that's why we have them, and we should use them when the government is tyrannical. Why are we just holding on to them? This is what I don't understand about society, although I do understand that this is basically a psyop that, sort of like nuclear weapons, we should hold on to them and not actually use them. Meanwhile, other countries with nuclear weapons are growing into tyrannical, massive corporate structures of the Crown of the United States. This is what I wanted to ask your guest, because he stated that the war, Hitler's war, was a defensive one. And I would agree that if we were to pick up arms today, it would be defensive and not offensive. I just wanted to hear what he had to say about that.
I think we touched upon it before, and when we were talking about tribal warfare, you've got this in the United States because, you know, she's so racially segregated there, and you've got to go see, you know, well, when the balloon goes up, and in the cities like Detroit, many of them across the United States, when they start turning one race against the other, then, of course, I don't think that the authorities are going to be able to protect the populace. When that happens in the United States especially, you're going to have to be in a position to defend yourselves. You know, when you pick up the telephone and the telephone lines are dead and your house is being attacked by another racial group, you're going to have to protect yourself, and that is a pretty unique situation to the United States.
Clint, your comments?
Well, I'm not. I mean, I agree that to be worried about the people more than government in a lot of cases in that kind of situation. But I guess what I don't know if you answered the question is, what's the point of having the guns now and not using them as a defensive measure now, as opposed to waiting where it's too late and all of a sudden you have these technologies that can control the mind and make you put your gun down? I mean, the phase of warfare has changed so much that nuclear weapons are not even an option. Guns are hardly important when you have scalar technology that can control the mind. This is what I'm saying. If we wait to pick up guns until it's too late, or until we're literally defending our lives, as opposed to creating change, what is the point? At that point, the technology of war now is so vastly different that there's no way we can win.
Yeah, they had total mind control in communist Europe, didn't they? In communist Russia, but it didn't stop the revolution breaking out. It didn't stop the social disorder boiling out. And as I pointed out earlier, communism collapsed through people resistance, and there were no guns involved. So I can be the devil's advocate on this one. I can see the point of being armed, especially in the United States. But I do say having guns is not necessary if you are under a despotic regime.
Well, I guess
I don't think
point,
that's
though.
Ever going to happen.
The problem. I don't think we will be. I think we will be the resistance instead of making government resist us. That's the problem.
You're probably right.
We have run out of time, gentlemen. I'm sorry we couldn't continue this conversation. Thank you, Michael, for being on the program. Thank you, Clint, for calling in. Sorry we couldn't take Werner. And have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much.
My pleasure and my privilege.
Bye-bye.